On today's show, Nissan shows off a working prototype of its wild blade glider concept. Toyota teams up with Japan's taxi group to experiment with self-driving technology. And more vehicles are being equipped with CVTs. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for the 5th of August of 2016. Japan's Taxi Association criticized Toyota in June for making an investment in rival Uber. But now it looks like the partnership won't hurt Japanese taxis. Toyota announced yesterday that it will collaborate with the association on analyzing traffic environments and experimenting with self-driving technology. Toyota also has a next-gen taxi model that will be available to cabbies next year. The automaker holds an 80% share of the taxi fleet in Japan, so it must have felt the pressure to get some kind of deal worked out. Takata is looking to divide the cost of recalling its defective airbags with automakers. Bloomberg reports the company just received a report from a German research firm it hired to find the cause of the defect. This now paves the way for Takata to negotiate with car makers over the cost of the recall, which is estimated to be nearly $13 billion. The airbag maker is looking to restructure the company, and splitting recall costs is essential to make that work. And it needs all the help it can get. The company just released its quarterly earnings, and its profits fell by one-third. But Takata is no longer the only airbag maker in trouble with regulators. Safety officials in the U.S. and Canada are investigating Tennessee-based ARC over an exploding airbag. A driver of a 2009 Hyundai Elantra was killed in Canada when his airbag ruptured in a collision and sent metal shards into the cabin. An incident that sounds very familiar to the Takata scandal, but NHTSA says the issues are different. The agency says the airbag was produced in China and that Hyundai did not equip U.S. versions of the Elantra with the inflator. But about 8 million vehicles are affected by the investigation. Still to come, Nissan reveals two prototypes as part of its zero-emission strategy.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Nearly 3 years ago at the Tokyo Motor Show, Nissan unveiled a wild-looking concept called the Blade Glider, which was inspired by the Delta Wing race car. And now the company is showing off a working prototype in Brazil. It can seat three people with the front seat situated in the middle of the car. And instead of door-mounted mirrors, it gets two screens inside the vehicle that display images from a camera. And as you can see, there's no roof. Instead, there's an integrated structure to protect occupants. The EV is powered by a 220-kilowatt lithium-ion battery, and rear drive is provided by two 130-kilowatt electric motors. The setup allows the Blade Glider to move from 0 to 60 in under 5 seconds and hit a top speed of 115 miles per hour. Whoever said EVs have to be boring? And speaking of Nissan, back in June the company revealed it's developing a solid oxide fuel cell that's able to run on multiple fuels like ethanol and natural gas. And now it's getting prepared to test the system in an NV200. The company equipped the van with a 24-kilowatt-hour battery that's charged by a fuel cell that runs on ethanol. Nissan says it has a range of 600 kilometers, or about 373 miles. The company will test the prototype in Brazil, where biofuel is much more common. Coming up next, CVTs are on the rise, and China is challenging GPS with its own satellite system.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch the Olympic Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
As fuel economy and emission standards continue to ramp up, we're going to see a shift in the types of powertrains offered in vehicles. And according to a new survey from Ward's Auto, four cylinders and CVTs are on the rise. So far this year, the number of four-cylinder engines installed in 2016 model year import and domestic light vehicles has shot up nearly 4% compared to last year to 53.4%. It's also higher than the previous peak set back in 2014. The increase had to come from somewhere, and V8s are taking it on the chin. Installations in 2016 model year vehicles have fallen to 13.8% so far this year, the lowest it's been in the last 6 years. Now let's move over to transmissions, where not only have 8 and 9-speed automatics seen a steady rise, but CVTs are starting to take off. They've hit a record 19.1% so far in 2016, which is up from 9.6% just 3 years ago. CVTs offer great real-world fuel economy, and consumers seem to be warming up to them. And while the anti-enthusiast CVT is having a record year, the manual transmission is hanging on to a thread. They're down to 3.2% in 2016, which is down from 3.9% last year and from the 6-year high in 2013 of 6.7%. Now that autonomous vehicles are closer to reality, there's a battle over who will control the data needed to make those systems work. We've reported about the automakers and tech companies fighting each other over this, but it isn't just limited to those industries. China just issued a new policy that's encouraging automakers to equip vehicles with its homegrown satellite system called the Beidou Navigation Satellite System instead of GPS. Bloomberg reports the policy also encourages automakers to equip vehicles with collision warning systems and to use big data and cloud computing to develop autonomous systems. China is targeting 2020 for Beidou to work globally. Several provinces in China have used the system since 2013 for buses and vehicles transporting hazardous material. And one analyst tells Bloomberg that several automakers in the country are already designing their vehicles to work with both GPS and Beidou. Well, that wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching, and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details, and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.